Bitch, I've been edging all night in my bed. Mr. Beast came and started giving me head. And when Chris came, I was sick. Sex changed before GTA 6. Babe, I've been sipping on Prime. She asked me, have I been gooning, bitch, all of the time? Fuck em. Costco guys had to duck em. Put chicken bakes in the duffel. Bitch, let me cook. I don't do shit by the book. Kids on the deck got me shook. Fuck them kids. No diddy or dark disrespect. But I looked at their titties. My glizzy's erect. Damn. Turkish dingle with the suit and tie. Riz party at the junior high. Duke Dennis had to go and mock my guys. Dubs in the chat like my boy Kai.
Hey, welcome to Discourse Dudes. I'm Trevor.
I'm Dylan.
And we're your Discourse Dudes. I don't want to presume too much to say that we are the Discourse Dudes, but for the next hour, we will be your Discourse Dudes. Welcome back.
February time, shortest month, Black History.
That's right, shortest month, but we've got a bit of a longer list to work through than in the January episode. Just real quick before we begin, I don't want to rehash too much of the setup, but we're going to be looking at all the topics of discourse from Twitter that occurred in February 2024, and we're going to be rating each of them on the classic Costco guys doom or boom sliding scale.
That's right. Boom means good. Doom means bad.
We had a lot of fun on the last episode talking about such things as, the Bass Pro Shop streaker, those New York City Jew tunnels, and how we need to return to the era of Alien Ant Farm's cover of Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal.
Yeah.
I can only hope that this month's discourse is equally as rewarding.
This process makes me feel like somehow I am sorting my brain out, going back into my long, it's like the well-tempered clavier, but yeah. The clavier is my brain, you know?
And we're kind of doing this on behalf of the entire internet at large. I would say it's a real service that we're doing here,
and for future aliens who want to know what was up.
This is important stuff. Let's get into it. The first point of discourse from February 2024 would have to be the Paramount Plus Super Bowl ad. Do you remember this thing?
Is this the one that had like Knuckles and
yep,
etc.,
Captain Picard? I think Master Chief was in it. All your favorite Paramount owned characters.
I remember, the reason I remember, you know why I remember that Knuckles is in this ad, do you?
Because you want to fuck every single Sonic the Hedgehog character?
Because I want to suck and fuckles? No. Mm-hmm. Because the point of the ad is that there was a cliff they couldn't get over.
Right. And famously, that's kind of Knuckles' whole thing.
That's his whole deal.
Yeah. That's why you play as him in Sonic and Knuckles, so you can climb the walls.
I'm giggling remembering this, even though it's like, you know, corporate trash, but it's the fact that it is corporate trash is kind of what made it funny, right?
I'd be willing to go with a boom on this one just because of the joy I experienced watching Knuckles talk to Patrick Stewart.
Perhaps a Sonic boom, if you will.
Sonic boom for the Paramount Plus Super Bowl ad.
Boom!
Moving on, we've got a kind of a sequel to topic from last week. You may have remembered when we all trauma dumped on Elmo for a week, but do you remember when Larry David attacked Elmo on live TV?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
You think his angle was just like, I am a baby boomer and I hating Elmo and Barney is like part of our whole brand, so I'm going to strangle him?
At the risk of setting myself up for some probably real hatred here, I am not the biggest Muppets guy.
Okay.
I kind of enjoy the Muppets in a vacuum, but the culture that has grown around the Muppets is so annoying to me for some reason. It's like just the constant, hey, if you could recast a movie so that every character were Muppets except for one guy, what movie would it be and who would the actor be and what would the role be?
Muppet people also get folded into the Disney adult
thing
because of acquisition and presence in the parks and all that kind of thing. I think that on the other hand, although I personally don't uphold any particular piece of Muppet media as really good and worth your time, I respect the artistry and the craft.
Yeah, absolutely. I could sit down and watch a few episodes of The Muppet Show. I'm sure I'd enjoy it as long as I was not watching it with other Muppet fans who were like losing their shit over it.
I was so scared that you were going to start this by saying, people are going to hate me for this, but I don't like Larry David.
Oh,
I was
going
to be like, are we going to have this moment on the show?
Ironically enough, Larry David would make a pretty good Muppet.
Yeah, he would.
You know?
Statler and Waldorf.
Statler and Waldorf, they're basically halfway there. He's a very Muppetable man. This is an obvious boom for me. It was great. Highlight of the month.
Boom! Sure, yeah, boom. It's great. Why did he do it? Nobody knows. People got genuinely mad at him, remember?
There was one person in particular who got extremely mad. We will talk about that, I think, within this episode. Yeah, shortly.
Okay, cool.
But first, I think maybe we can almost rapid fire the next couple ones.
Okay.
Number three, Mitski stands are still acting weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
This was kind of a reference to, like, I guess if you went to a Mitski concert within the past couple years, there's a bunch of weird, like, Zoomer TikTokers or something, people who, like, really did not get a chance to have formative concert experiences and learn how to act at them just because of the pandemic and stuff like that, you know, ill timing.
Yeah.
Just doing weird shit at the shows and just trying to...
Not as funny as Death Grips fans, like, pooping and peeing themselves, though.
No, adjacent to that, not as good. I'd give this a doom.
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 Next one. Do you know that Franz Kafka was a very horny individual?
Okay. Yeah, I kind of remember this. I can't remember anything specific about this, which makes me feel like it's going to get the doom.
I would probably give this the doom. I think there were just some letters he'd written about how horny he was or something.
James Joyce has the old author horny letter game completely cornered. Kafka can't even touch the James Joyce letters.
Sure, but one reason why I'm so willing to give this one the doom is because I'm tired of even hearing about that stuff. You know, like, oh, did you know James Joyce was really into farts? Oh, that's so funny. Because he was an author. Like, okay, yeah, wrap it up.
Yeah, I hear you. The first time you read that letter, though, it is exciting.
It's good. It's good. Yeah, definitely. I remember reading it back on I probably learned about that information via, like, Tumblr.
I would guess I probably first encountered it on the Something Awful forums.
Yeah, so we're really dating ourselves here. Let's continue. This next one, Boy Genius is going on hiatus.
Come on. We can't.
Why were people talking about this?
Why were people talking about that? That's silly. Doom.
Doom.
I think whenever, what's her name? Who's the main girl in that one? Not the really big one, not the really little one, the medium one.
The medium one, yeah.
Whenever the medium one does, whenever she does anything, Phoebe Bridgers, by the way, the medium one.
That's right.
Whenever she does anything, people talk about it. I think I still have a very strong belief that she's going to be the first female indie rock musician to be canceled, famously, in the same way we see male indie rock musicians canceled currently.
Wasn't there already, I don't want to get into her personal shit, but wasn't there already some kind of a weird, like, personal thing that came out as part of a deposition or something? I don't remember.
Nothing is really stuck, but I think it's going to happen. We've got a pretty fun one up next. The Apple Vision Pro is released and people start using it in public. This rocked. This is great.
So we're in major boom territory. Yeah. I remember watching the reveal of this thing and just how hysterically stupid it was. It still makes me laugh. The fucking battery pack that you got to wear on your body. It's like burning a hole in your tit because you got to wear your battery.
Easily the best part for me. Just whenever I would see some video of somebody looking like an absolute clown in public using this thing, I would just remind myself, like, they've got a little battery tucked into their pocket that's powering that thing.
So funny. I've since seen my share of Cybertrucks, but I've never caught a Vision Pro out in the wild, unfortunately.
Me neither. You got to imagine the Holy Grail is to see somebody using an Apple Vision Pro while they are, like, you know, piloting a Cybertruck, right?
It could happen any moment. This is a boom. I love it.
Boom!
We've got three booms and three dooms so far. Pretty equal month going forward. Okay. Let's see where this one falls, though. Ayo Edebiri on SNL with Nikki Haley.
Why? I don't remember. Why?
I mean, just I think people, you know, Ayo Edebiri, very, very popular actress at the moment. SNL has that, you know, classic thing they do where they kind of, like, invite, like, a prominent Republican politician to kind of host the show.
Right.
Which always seems to get them tons of flack for some reason, but they keep doing it.
Yeah, why do they do it? I don't understand.
And I think a lot of people saw this as, you know, Ayo's credibility taking a bit of a hit.
Okay.
But I hate talking about SNL. I'd give this a doom.
Doom.
Yeah, I'll give it a doom. Maybe, you never know, SNL might get something in the boom category this whole year. They have a whole year to try to make it happen.
It could happen. I'm pretty sure they recur, but I can't remember at the moment. We'll just have to keep sticking in the moment here because we've got some Grammys to talk about.
Okay.
First off, Killer Mike was arrested at the Grammys. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah. And it, like, it was never totally clear why he was kind of downplaying it.
Yeah.
I remember.
I feel like if we had gotten some, like, a real solid reason or something, like, amusing, this would be a bigger qualifier for a boom, but as is, just on the lack of a story here, I'd probably have to give it a doom.
Yeah, I guess his PR people were worth whatever he's paying them for, because this got really snuffed out quickly.
More Grammy news. Taylor Swift announces new album, Tortured Poets Department, while accepting Grammy for Album of the Year. A moment where I feel like you could hear everybody in that room's eyes rolling.
Yeah, I mean, the Tortured Poets Department is kind of it's a huge 2024 story, right?
Yep.
It's a saga, even. Mm-hmm. Is the launching of this ship worth the boom, maybe?
I feel like I almost want to defer to you here, because I could see this going either way.
It's right on the cusp, isn't it?
I almost feel biased, because whenever Taylor Swift does something like, you know, super self-absorbed like this, and you could tell that everybody hates it in the moment, like, that really tickles me, so I want to give it a boom.
I know, but is there anything about the discourse that follows that is boom-worthy? I'm not sure about that.
I'm not sure either, and I think we're probably going to have enough Taylor Swift-related topics making their way into the boom category that we can probably stick to a doom on this one.
Okay, yeah. It's not a moment that lends itself to, like, remixing and riffing, so that kind of hurts it too.
I'll also say, as somebody who, like, does, or, like, you know, periodically does enjoy Taylor Swift's career, this kind of felt like a moment where what I want to call the current, like, heel turn era she's in began.
Sure. Right?
Like, I feel like she was riding the Eras Tour thing pretty high, but this was where the oversaturation kind of broke through.
And she remains Bad Guy Taylor, I think, for most of this year.
I think she probably is still Bad Guy Taylor as we're speaking, but yeah, that's accurate.
We'll doom it. We're dooming it. It was close. It was a close call. We're dooming it.
Yeah, better luck next time, Taylor. One more Grammys-related topic here. The various fast car takes that popped up on the site after the song was performed at the Grammys.
Right, right. So Fast Car is one of those songs that kind of had now wedged itself into social media algorithm territory, kind of the way that Country Roads by John Denver had several years before, where, like, having a take on Fast Car or, like, doing a trend involving Fast Car became, like, a thing. Uh-huh. So that's probably why it was performed, and also probably why it sparked some discourse. But I don't know if it congealed into any interesting thesis.
No, I don't remember really getting anything illuminating out of this round of discourse. I guess it was probably, there was an amusing element where you got to see, like, you know, some, like, real younger Zoomers who had never really interfaced with the song before, kind of, like, getting exposed to it for the first time.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's worth getting into the boom category.
I'll tell you, and maybe this is a cancel-worthy take, but I think Gimme One Reason is the better Tracy Chapman song.
I can't recall that one off the top of my head, but, you know, you have such great taste in music that I'll probably just take your word for it and defer to you. So, yeah.
This is my favorite bit on this show.
What bit? What bit? My genuine respect and fondness for you as a human being?
Yeah, sure. We're doing it, though. We're doing it. Good for you, the Grammys, for getting so many fucking pitches, maybe not across the plate, but certainly in the strike zone.
People were talking about the Grammys this year, that's for sure. The next one, I swear this was enough of a distinct event to warrant being included on this list, despite the fact that I referenced it just a few earlier. This is also probably just like auto-doom territory. Do you remember when the Boy Genius members wiped their Instagrams?
They what their Instagrams?
They wiped their Instagrams. They deleted all the posts.
Okay. I don't remember this.
People talked about this. I think several days after they talked about them going on hiatus. I'll give this one doom, though.
Yeah. Sorry, boy genius.
Dooms are piling up for February. We got to turn this around. Maybe this one will do it. I think it might actually, because next up we've got Dakota Johnson's Madam Web promo cycle. And this one got a recurring from me.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was great for many reasons. First of all, it was funny that she was so checked out.
Right.
Second of all, it was funny that it's Dakota Johnson who's so above being in Madam Web. Has she ever been in a good movie ever?
I mean, she broke through on what, 50 Shades of Grey? Is that right?
Yeah. That was like her big marquee role.
I didn't see Madam Web. I did watch all of the promo cycle as it kind of unfurled before us. And I think every video that popped up was pretty amusing. So I'll give this one a boom for sure.
I'll boom it. Yeah, this was Madam Web was brought nothing but joy into my timeline this year.
Boom!
Another one that, you know, I don't know if this would have made the list if I was being a little more scrutinous, but the Mannequin Pussy AI music video.
Okay.
I remember people talking about this.
I remember this being a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it kind of escaped like music Twitter, that sphere. Just barely, maybe. But this was the band Mannequin Pussy put out a new album this year. They put out a music video for one of the songs, and it featured, I think, just a little bit of like AI incorporation. It wasn't like a fully AI produced kind of visual thing. It just featured some elements of it in the video. But for a lot of people, you know, it's like the 1/8 rule or whatever, right? Like just even a little bit is too much. They really push back on it.
This is another one that will feel echoes through the year, though. This was definitely the year of, I can't believe this piece of media used AI, for sure.
We're going to be talking about AI in just a few short bullets. So, you know, there's plenty of discussion left to be had.
But I can't boom it. It doesn't make enough of a vibration to boom it, I don't think.
Hey, maybe this will get you vibrating, though. Do you remember the Not Safe for Work Drake leak?
Oh, right. Where his penis was super wiggly?
He was flopping that shit around. Did we ever learn where this came from? Or, like, what was the deal with this?
Maybe we did. This feels like a boom, though, because there was so much Drake penis jokes happening.
Sure, I'll give it a boom. Yeah, why not? We're kind of short on the booms for this month so far. I'll give Drake's big floppy wiener a boom.
Boom!
Who didn't have a Drake penis joke on their timeline at this moment?
Lot of Drake jokes will be popping up on the timeline in the future months, but
the man had a year. He certainly had a year, didn't he?
Yeah. let's keep going through this month, though. Pretty interesting question posed next. Dylan, is it better to desire or be desired?
It's better to desire.
Yeah.
You are a practitioner of creative artwork too.
Sure.
And the depth of feeling and the parts of yourself you're able to reach when you have those feelings are like so much more valuable than the, ooh, I feel good because a person likes me, whatever that's giving your ego, yeah. You know?
I respect that take, but as a Leo, I'd probably have to go with being desired. You can't beat it in my book. Mm. I would give this a boom. I like when Twitter gets a little headier like this and talks about some just like, you know, weird nuanced bullshit like this.
I will also give this a boom just because it's the first one of these we've had this year that made that list, you know?
Boom!
Next up, maybe a candidate for best discourse of the month. Will Wheaton has an emotional breakdown about Larry David attacking Elmo on live TV.
I forgot it was the Wheatster.
That scrappy little kid, you know him and love him from Star Trek Next Generation.
Yeah, one of the group of people who has become a corporate face of nerdery, of general nerdery. Felicia Day, Chris Hardwick, these people.
The man read the official audiobook for Ready Player One.
Yeah. He's synonymous. His brand is nerd.
And apparently seeing Larry David attack Elmo on live TV resulted in him having visceral flashbacks to abuse that he suffered as a child at the hands of his father, I think it was.
That's
or like
right.
Emotional
he
abuse.
Brought back, he tied it to his dad emotionally abusing him.
Yeah, it's like, you know, this may have been funny if you didn't have a dad that screamed at you the exact same way that Larry David was screaming about Elmo. But I did, so I don't think it's funny.
Doing violence against a puppet is a time-honored live theater bit.
Sure.
And I just think Will's, he's so far up his own ass. Yeah. I'm sorry that his dad was so hard on him. Mm-hmm.
but clear boom-worthy territory for me.
Very funny. Yeah, boom it for sure.
Boom!
Next one. Special counsel report says Biden's memory is bad and he mixes up leaders of Egypt and Mexico.
Okay, so this is like, this is just a tremor.
Yeah.
This is just a pre-shadow, you know? This,
we could have never known what was to come.
Maybe Raven Simone would have been the only one who could have seen what was coming. But yeah, I don't know if I can even boom it just because of how much excitement my body gets full of knowing what it's leading to. But
I feel like that might be worth it though. And like Egypt and Mexico, those are two very different places. Is.
Yeah.
You know,
and it's funny because a big part of the discourse becomes like, it's not like we didn't know that this was a problem. Like, you know,
right.
Yeah. Okay. We can boom it. I feel like I'm right on the edge, but we can boom it. I was on the edge the other way for Taylor. I can be on the edge this way for Biden versus Mexico and Egypt.
I'm kind of on the fence about this, so I'll give it a boom.
You're edging for Taylor. You're edging for Biden. next up, we've got Tucker Carlson's Putin interview.
Oh, yeah. So this is funny because we have a recent update for this, right? Because Trudeau had a deposition where he had to go under oath, and he said the Canadian government was able to ascertain proof that Tucker and Jordan Peterson are being paid by Russia to post all the shit they post.
That's awesome. I wish I could remember more moments from this interview because I feel like there were a couple of really funny ones.
I don't remember anything from the interview itself.
Yeah. On those grounds, I almost want to doom this one.
Yeah. I feel like if there was one like big meme I could have pulled out of it, but I don't really remember anything going that way.
Moving on. Very sad one. It's looking like Warner Brothers will permanently delete Coyote versus Acme.
This is a great story, first of all.
Yeah.
It really captured my imagination and seemingly the timeline's imagination. I loved that it became this, like, this was already a few beats into this story at this point. And there were, like, moments of hope along the way. It was a total saga.
This kind of started in 2023. Am I correct in remembering that?
Yeah. And this becoming the, like, the tragic end of that saga, which I think is the much more interesting end of the story, obviously.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, if we had this supposedly marginally good Humans versus Looney Tunes movie, it would not be as valuable as, like, having this moment where Zaslav, the fucking Warner Brothers CEO, just deletes a movie from existence. That's special. It's a special moment.
So without interpreting a boom as our way of endorsing this business practice, do we want to give this story a boom for just being as interesting as it was?
I would say a boom, yeah, because then it also kind of sets up Zaslav, at least throughout the early part of the year, as this, like, guy you can make jokes about coming to delete your movie or whatever, you know?
Really establishes him as, like, a popular villain.
I say boom it, for sure.
Boom!
Next up, Tina Fey casts shade at Emerald Fennell on Bowen Yang's podcast.
What? This is like that viral tweet about, you know, Scoopy is in hot water because of...
So Emerald Fennell put out that movie, Saltburn. And I think Tina Fey was making fun of Emerald Fennell for some kind of Saltburn-related thing on Bowen Yang's podcast. I don't really remember. This seems like a clear-cut doom for me.
Doom.
Doom!
More music talk. We've got Kanye West releasing his new album with Ty Dolla $ign, Vultures.
Okay, yeah.
I almost feel like I'm surprised that this one made the list because from my memory, if you asked me today if anybody talked about this album when it came out, I would tell you no. Like, this thing was released to virtual radio silence.
A little bubbling up of the usual Kanye discourse.
Yeah.
Like, you would get a little, because he's in the news cycle, you would hear the same familiar takes. But I don't remember too much specific about this other than not very good. I think the discourse around Vultures 2 was a lot funnier, personally.
Right, because that's when the Nitrous stuff was coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, we're thinking of doom for this one?
I'm thinking of doom, yeah.
Doom!
Next up, Joe Biden tweets, just like we drew it up, in response to Super Bowl outcome, although it reads like he is potentially referring to violence in the Israel-Palestine conflict.
Why?
I remember there was a lot of you know, conservative conspiracy theorism going around that the whole, like, Taylor Swift Chiefs Super Bowl thing was some kind of weird Democrat play.
Okay.
And the Democrats wanted to kind of, like, ironically lean into that as they have in the past with, like, you know, by embracing the Dark Brandon memes, that kind of stuff, when the Chiefs did, in fact, win the Super Bowl.
So maybe he was referencing this extremely obscure conservative conspiracy theory.
Yes, but I do remember that it happened to coincide with, like, a pretty, like, newsworthy event in the aforementioned Israel-Palestine conflict.
Is it weird that Taylor and Travis don't have an official couple portmanteau name?
That feels like almost like a thing of a bygone era, right?
Maybe we're just past that.
Yeah, I feel like I don't really see it happen too much anymore. Probably a good one that you could have, you know, we just mentioned Barry Keoghan. He was dating Sabrina Carpenter for a while. I never saw anything like that pop up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, thinking about those two names for even a second, you could probably mash them into something pretty amusing.
You would imagine, probably.
We're not going to do it here because that's not what this show is about. But
Sbarro.
What did I just say? Anyway, boom or doom on this, just like we drew it up, comment from Biden.
I don't know. That doesn't really, I don't think it crosses the threshold. I'm dooming it.
Doom!
All right. Oh, this was an interesting one. Is it a good idea to tell your married boss that you have a crush on them? I think this was just a Reddit post that went around asking this question, like, should I tell my married boss that I have a crush on them? And everyone was like, no!
The idea that on the list, it's presented as a question. As if what then happened on Twitter was people had heated debates about, well, listen.
There are questions on this list that do represent that happening. I can't remember this. People seemed pretty unanimous on this one. I'll give this one a boom.
It's a great litmus test for being a total narcissist, for sure. I'll boom it.
Boom!
Another good one immediately following. A few times this year, we got discourse out of just like publications releasing these just ridiculous essays, personal essays. And I feel like more often than not, they were the responsible party was this online magazine, The Cut.
Okay, yeah.
So here we've got The Cut publishes essay by finance journalist who was scammed for $50,000.
I've seen this come up throughout the whole year, too. People continue to what rope this one in to dunk on this lady.
It was a great story. People have not been able to forget it. Basically, like, it leads with this, like, woman going, like, you know, people think that getting scammed is something that would never happen to them, but you'd be surprised when you're in the moment.
I'm pretty smart, first of all.
But then throughout the story, you learn that, like, somebody called them on the phone and was like, hi, this is the CIA. We need you to give us $50,000 in an unmarked bag. Drop it in a car that will be outside of your house in 10 minutes. And, like, she's like, I immediately thought it was real. I went to the bank.
I keep asking myself, why? Why didn't I call someone? Why did I just put $50,000 in a bag? And the answer is because it could happen to you too, reader.
It's like the obvious answer there is that you were extremely fucking stupid, but I could see why you would want to bend over backwards to kind of like hopscotch over that one.
So funny. And so funny to post your L like that too. Everything about this is major boom territory to me.
Boom!
Next up, got a little bit of movie talk. Is Starship Troopers effective satire?
I mean, first of all, yes, absolutely it is.
I think so, but like there were a lot of people saying like, yeah, but all the soldiers look really cool, and, like, I want to look like them killing bugs. I don't want to be like a bug. Like, the bugs aren't sympathetic in the movie, so how am I supposed to know?
Right. Yeah, so it becomes it's a media literacy canary topic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it just shows you how brain dead somebody is, depending on their read of it, you know?
Yeah. I almost think, I can't recall it super clearly, but I almost want to say that this discourse was sprung-board by somebody who was like misinterpreting it, being like,
it was,
we don't have movies that show the glory of like the military anymore, like Starship Troopers did. I don't think it was that dumb,
right?
But it was something like that.
It was something along those lines. Yeah, I mean, everything about that movie is amazing. It's one of the Verhoeven masterpieces, in my opinion. I think my favorite little subtle thing about that movie is how the main character and his family are all from Buenos Aires, and all you ever see of people in Buenos Aires are that they are white and have American accents.
That's pretty good.
Suggesting that the Western expansion has continued.
I do enjoy seeing people fail media literacy tests enough to give this one a boom, I think, if you feel similarly.
Yeah, I also just love this movie and I'm excited that people were talking about it.
Boom!
Media literacy in general, a real hot topic of 2024. I feel like that kept popping back up. People fell in love with that phrase. Next up, I wish I had documented this in a way that gave us a more clear-cut example, because I feel like this is a recurring thing. But AI technology is getting better at making video content.
Okay.
I think this was specifically when they were first showing off that Sora software. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was one of these. It was like one of these. Look at what this new model can do. And it's like a surfboarding dog or whatever.
Doom for me, just because, you know, like most things AI, the videos it produces fill me with a deep sense of doom.
It's true. And this topic, rather than being centralized in this moment, just becomes a low rumble that continues through the year. You kind of need it to congeal into something with more of a point, I feel like, to get a boom.
There are examples of this coming down the pipe where I think we got some objectively funny stuff out of it, but this was not one that I remember.
Yep.
Next up, do any other women have a list of people they've had sex with?
I kind of remember this.
Yeah, it was some woman posting like a list of like men's names with like a few qualifying traits about them, just saying like, do any other women have a list of like this in their phone?
Here's my feeling. Can I give takes on this? Is that allowed?
Sure, yeah. That's what you're here for, kind of.
I feel like there is something like dehumanizing about it, and like it's no different, I suppose, than belt notching or whatever. But I also feel like when you choose to put a part of your body into another person, if you want to geek out about the data around that, that's kind of on you. I think maybe publishing the list is what's gauche. You know what I mean?
Sure. Like, imagine seeing yourself on that list next to a comment like weird dick.
Yeah. They don't know that you're Tanner with good deltoid muscles, but you know it's you.
So what do we think for this one? Because I'm not feeling strongly about a boom, but.
No, I feel like, remember there's a lady who posts about her sexual strangeness later in a data-oriented way that's much more exciting than this.
Yes, yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. That is on the list. We're going to get to it.
So I feel like in lieu of that, I don't feel especially strong about booming this one.
That's fair. We can give this one a doom. Next up, Sam Mendes is going to direct 4 separate Beatles movies.
I remember this. Oh, I've totally forgotten since.
Yeah. I mean, this is still happening.
Yeah. I think it is
still happening, allegedly. I thought this was very funny news to receive, because
it was.
I think a lot of people had fun with it too, just mainly imagining what the Ringo movie is going to look like.
Yeah, there were good remixes here, some good riffs, some good edits.
I'll give this a boom.
Totally a boom. It was just a joy to learn the information, and then we all had a lot of fun with the information.
Boom!
Whenever anything is announced with that much hubris, like, yeah. I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Next up, a bit of a sequel to a previous bullet, Madam Web is finally released.
Okay, this was still an exciting moment, even though I don't have like something specific to point to, just because people were reacting to how awful it was, you know?
I think the funniest thing you can point to is that the one line from the trailer that people really latched onto, which I think was something like, he was in the Amazon with my mother when they were studying spiders or something like that.
Right before she died is the last part of that sentence.
I think that didn't even make it into the movie.
Yeah, but that is a classic. The thing is that's a common trailer move to like give some ADR context to something that you can't quite so clearly do with the actual lines of the film. But what made it special was that it was a silly run-on sentence that was funny to hear.
Yeah.
So I get why people were disappointed. But people were also like having a ball at this thing, because it does watch like a so bad it's good, like confusing, strange corporate product, which I do think is a special thing when it happens, you know?
I remember another talking point was the villain of the movie getting crushed by like a Pepsi sign or something at the end.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing that happens.
Spoilers for Madam Web.
I feel like Madam Web is a star piece of discourse for 2024. I kind of want to boom this.
I'm willing to boom this one as well, yeah.
Boom!
It's like a gold crown discourse topic of 2024.
Kind of the Morbius of 2024.
Definitely.
Next up, here we go. We've got a follow-up conclusion to the last discourse from last month.
Okay.
Fans of Avatar The Last Airbender are unsatisfied with the Netflix adaptation. So those bad feelings they were getting during the promo all seem to be true.
Kept coming right through to the product. Yeah, I don't know. I can't boom it, but it's everything I said on the last episode applies still.
Yep. All right, so that one's going in the doom column.
Doom!
This one I don't remember at all. Shane Gillis hosts Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I remember this just because it's an important moment in just comedy nerd spheres because of him being fired from that show for being like proto canceled.
Okay, now you're reminding me what was the whole point of this.
Yeah, I think Shane Gillis has had an interesting couple of career years. I don't actually think anything he did on SNL, though, was particularly heat-worthy. I thought his opening monologue, for example, was not an especially good piece of stand-up from him. I think he's capable of pretty good stand-up. And I don't think any of the sketches particularly stood out in terms of, like, SNL shit that I see get reposted from this year, for example. I'll doom it.
Yeah, nothing too memorable here for me. Next up, we've got kind of a dark one. Aaron Bushnell's self-immolation protest is framed as mental health issue.
Okay, so when did it actually happen? Is this when it happened?
This was like, you know, within the few days following the event.
Right.
But I feel like by the time it bloomed into full-blown discourse, people were talking more about the response to it than the actual event, which is why I think it wound up phrased as such on this list.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, I feel like it's a pretty important and, like, iconic news story from the year, surely.
Yeah, yeah.
It does feel like it changed the temperature of the discourse. I almost said pun not intended, but I feel like it would be in such poor taste to even say that.
I see what you're saying, but I do feel like this was almost very quickly forgotten about. Like, I don't know if it was intentionally swept under the rug by the powers that be, but if that was the case, I feel like it was kind of done so successfully. I mean, a dude lit himself on fire.
As you say that, when was the last time I actually heard this referred to? And I haven't.
Yeah, it really fell off the map. I feel like the only thing we can really do here is give this a doom.
Yeah, because it is a very doom-like feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, very bleak, very bleak. I think, you know, that can be one metric that winds up getting something on the doom column.
You think the Costco guys would give this one a doom?
I think they'd probably have to call in the Rizzler to handle this one, but we'll talk about him. Next up, we've got a case of an unnamed actor once yelling at Rebecca Ferguson on set of a movie. I remember a lot of people were doing some real detective work to try and figure out who this actor was.
Wasn't there eventually an agreed upon candidate or something?
Yeah, I wish I remembered who that was, but I don't. I know that it wasn't Tom Cruise. I don't think it was Jeremy Renner.
It captured the imagination of the people for a while, for sure.
You could probably gather material from that whole round of discourse and put together like a little true crime podcast or something where you figure out.
Wasn't Hugh Grant, Hugh Grant, wasn't he the leading theory?
That might have been it. That very well might have been it. I could see that.
And I think he's like storied of being kind of a prick.
The amount of effort that this one drew out of people, I feel like is almost enough to get it a boom from me.
Yeah, I feel like it really did capture the imagination of the public for a while, didn't it?
People rallied around Rebecca Ferguson. So yeah, we'll give this one a boom.
I like her. She's great.
She's really good.
Boom!
Next one. This feels like an obvious boom for me. One of the biggest stories of the year, no doubt. I'm talking, of course, about the Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow. Remember this? Yeah, you do.
Yeah, the AI back, yeah, right?
With like, what was that weird creature?
Oh, who lives in the walls.
Yeah. I remember they gave it a really weird name, but I can't remember what it was like.
He has a mask and he's like in a black shroud.
The Unknown.
The Unknown.
That's the Unknown. I remember that was the one clip. There was the clip of the Unknown, and then there was that image of the like the very overt Oompa Loompa lady.
Yes.
Kind of that went around a lot. I'll give this one a boom for sure.
Yeah, definite boom for sure. The Willy Wonka chocolate experience.
Boom!
Next one, coming down to something a bit more mundane. Dylan, did you know that Gen Z and millennials frequently use subtitles?
Oh, right, this thing. I feel like whenever this comes up, and it does every now and then in the form of like, you know, a viral Reddit thread or whatever. It's just a thing that people like to talk about for some reason.
Really, it usually results in like bigger conversations about like contemporary sound mixing and stuff like that.
I feel like I'm always on the outside looking into this one though, because I'm hearing impaired. So like the subtitle has been a part of my life forever. So whatever other people are hashing out, I don't have any takes on. You know,
I'll probably give this one a doom. Nothing special going on here.
Yeah, I don't think anything new came to the forefront this time around, did it?
Next up, got a really interesting one that was kind of recurring throughout this month, and I think the next one too. Talking about the Kate Middleton conspiracies. Do you remember this?
Oh, God, of course. This was like if you were a TikToker who is a like reasonably attractive white lady who talks to the camera about celebrity shit, this was your bread and butter. You must have cashed a huge check in February.
She hadn't been seen in public for a while, I think some weeks, maybe months. There were just a lot of theories being thrown around about like where she was. Finally, some images came out that were like clearly doctored or photoshopped or something.
Edited and yeah.
No full-blown AI Kate Middletons.
And since she showed up at shit, like this is over now, right? She now makes appearances at shit.
Well, it was revealed that she was out of the limelight, I think because she had some form of cancer.
Yeah, or stomach surgery or something, right?
Yeah, so everyone kind of wound up looking like an asshole,
right,
in a way.
And being like, I think that they ate her, or whatever the theories were, right? But it was huge. There's no denying this was like big, big discourse business. So does that get it a boom, I wonder?
I'd give it a boom, if only because, you know, I enjoy seeing large swaths of people just kind of like fall to the conspiracy mindset.
Mm-hmm. It also is great when, like, the schizo tier of reactors shows up.
Yes.
With their, like, really boiling hot theories, you know?
Definitely, yep.
Boom!
Just a couple more here. This next one's pretty good, though, I think. Bradley Cooper wasn't sure if he loved his daughter at first.
I do remember this one.
This one might be worth the Google for the actual quote.
I found it. The first 8 months, I don't know if I really love the kid. It's dope. It's cool. I'm watching this thing morph. That's my experience. Fascinated by it. Love taking care of it. But would I die if someone came in with a gun? And then all of a sudden, it's like, no question.
Pretty wild thing to say about, you know, your daughter in the media.
Let me tell you something. As a father of a beautiful six-year-old girl who I love more than anything in my life, I definitely did not feel bonded to her, and at least, maybe not 8 months, but at least until like 3 months when she starts doing eye contact and like facial expressions.
Uh-huh.
Because until that point, it's just a fleshy ball of screaming needs, and you're not sleeping, and you're getting like freaked out, is this my life now? And it's frustrating and it's hard. So on that level, I sympathize with the guy, but it's definitely not an L you got to post. You don't got to post that L.
Yeah, you know, not something you want to be talking about in the media, but yeah, I see what you mean. You know, there's that like famous saying, a woman becomes a mother when she conceives her child. A man becomes a father when he holds his child for the first time.
Right.
I feel like my understanding, or at least what I would expect in my experience, sounds like it's kind of, you know, consistent with your experience. A man would become a father when, like, his child does something mildly interesting for the first time.
Yeah, I think that's closer to it. Yeah. Oh, okay, this is fun now.
We can hold babies to those standards, I think. That's fair.
I don't know. I can kind of go either way on this one. I don't feel especially strong.
Oh, I want to give it the boom.
Sure.
I want to give it the boom.
It is funny.
Yeah, I think it's a funny thing to say in an interview for sure, and a lot of people enjoyed it.
Boom!
Next up, pretty like, you know, substanceless one here, but it was something that dominated the site for a week or so. Early opinions on Dune Part 2. I think this was like before it was fully released.
Okay. Where's the popcorn bucket? When was that?
That was, I think, early March, like first few days of March. Dune, I remember now, Dune was really a like end of February, early March kind of crossover thing.
Sure.
And this frequently was something that I struggled with when it came to the list.
Yeah.
But I did my best. So this is where we're putting Dune.
Yeah, I mean, it was popping off. People were talking about Dune. I don't think this bullet point is the Dune 2 bullet point that's boom-worthy, though.
I don't know if I have a bullet point for specifically the Dune popcorn bucket. Maybe I should have. Maybe that's an oversight.
Oh, boy. It feels worthy now, just in the way that it's continued to appear in, like, edits and things, you know?
It definitely kind of opened the door for, like, popcorn bucket meme culture to thrive throughout the rest of the year.
And it's become this insertable, no pun intended, thing that you can, like, put into an image and it makes you think, oh, that guy's going to fuck that thing, you know?
Okay, so here's the thing, right? The popcorn bucket was announced prior to the release of the movie.
Can we fold the popcorn bucket into this bullet point is what I'm asking.
Just generally what I put down here is early opinions on Dune Part 2, something that could easily encompass...
The popcorn bucket.
What did people think of the popcorn bucket?
I think it's fair. I think it's fair.
Based on that, do we want to give this the boom?
I give it the boom then.
Okay.
If we're folding the popcorn bucket in, I say we give it the boom.
Sure. I think that's fair. Let's do it.
Boom!
Which brings us to the last topic of discourse for February 2024. A pretty good one. Sorority girls tailgating at a gas station is an example of why men don't want Western women. This is why. Is this a thing? I was unfamiliar. Men no longer want Western women?
It's so funny. Anytime one of these right-wing grifter talking points like makes it on the list, just because you feel like you're suddenly plunged into a completely different reality.
Yeah.
Oh, man, the right wing, you can't beat them. They're the kings of the discourse, aren't they?
A great thing about this video, too, is that you know that a bunch of those girls had Stanley Cups.
I just love the idea of the same exact people, like, looking at the Alien Ant Farm video and stewing.
Yeah. We went from that to this? It's great. Obviously a boom for me.
Obviously a boom. Gotta boom it.
Boom!
And those were the 39 different things that people talked about on Twitter in February 24. I do want to do, we're not going to try reciting the lists or anything, but I do want to just do a quick like scan real quick just to see what column wound up with more things in it this time, because it is pretty fairly even.
Okay, yeah.
Let me just count that up real quick.
Let's see, what's the count?
So we've got 20 in the boom column, which means 19 in the doom.
Wow. We
just eked out a good discourse month for February. You love to see it.
Early on, I really thought we were going down the wrong path, too.
The month started off kind of weak. This will frequently happen, too, I think. The months start off a little weak, and people ramp up as...
They gain some steam. Yeah.
It's something we'll probably see continuously throughout this program. But hey, another great episode of this show on the books. That's what Twitter talked about. February 2024. We'll see you next time to talk about March 2024. Till then, I've been Trevor.
I've been Dylan.
That's it for Discourse. We'll see you for the next one.
We're Discourse dudes. Of course we were in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders right before she died.
I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live in